Steam locomotives were some of the most powerful machines ever built. They pulled trains that fueled our imagination. They represented vision, collaboration, ingenuity, customer service, and extraordinary human achievement. But in order to get to their destination, it took someone guiding them through a series of switches in order to get to the main line. Just like leaders today, it takes someone directing them down the right path in order to get to their destination. Welcome to Mainline Executive Coaching ACT, which stands for and Cultural Transformation, hosted by Master Certified Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaches Michael Bailey and Rich Barron. With over 50 years of successful cultural transformation and quantum leadership development between them. Once again, thanks for joining us and enjoy today's show.
Thank you and welcome. We're happy to have you here. This is Mainline Executive Coaching, ACT, Act Action, In Action. Leaders, are you in action? And in action, are you in that process of and cultural transformation? Are you making it better? You're making it easier. You're making it more productive. People more connected. People more working together. People talk.
That doesn't mean better for you.
Yeah,
that although does not it will better. Be better for you in the long run, but it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, it may hurt a little bit up front as you start making changes. Right. That's what may be going on here. So we want to know, leaders out there, are you a fast tracker, or are you a for real leader? Which is it? Yeah. We're going to open that up. We're going to talk about that today. We've been talking about the weird, twisted freak leaders. This kind of fits into that whole thing.
Yep.
Start there, though. Are you a fast tracker, or are you a for real leader? What about these fast trackers, these people that you talk about, you know, taking the elevator then rather than paying the price, climbing the stairs?
Yep. Paying the difference. What, are you one of those people that really, in your career path, took the time to really develop the skills, the talents, everything that's necessary, learning about business, P&L, all name it, all the above, people skills. And in a sense, taking the steps up that building, right? You're taking the steps to the top because it takes time. All these things takes time. Or are you, in a sense, that guy, that gal that jumped on the express elevator at the bottom, hit a button, and next thing you know, the doors pop open to that upper deck where you can just look out over the world. Man, you've made it. The top of the world. I've made it. The observation deck where I can observe everybody else coming up the steps, right?
That's right.
Which one are you? I mean, that is a legitimate question, and it's a legitimate question in today's business world. You look at the statistics, Michael, and we talk about this a lot. Global leadership is in trouble. It truly is in trouble. And 75% of all leaders out there are, in accordance with these surveys, are truly struggling.
Now, here's the kicker about that. Here's the kicker. This is not us saying it. It's not Gallup saying it. It's not some, you know, Corn Ferry saying it. It's not Deloitte saying it. It's the people that are around these leaders. They are saying it.
They're the ones saying it. It's not some random, you know, business rag off the shelf that is telling us this. It's the people who are working with these leaders.
These are the people in the trenches with you.
Yes.
That's why they come up with these numbers, these statistics, why they think so many leaders are doing so poorly, because they're right there. They're seeing it. They're experiencing it. They are witnessing it. So it's hard to hide from the truth when it's right next door to you, right? So there's a whole difference here between being what we call these title mongers. That's what we're talking about, whether it's racing for the top. The title mongers that are very good at manipulating power versus people that are very good at wielding power as a wise leader. Very, very, very different. So if you are that wise leader that wields power, you know, with real wisdom to help the team, to help the organization, to help the individuals, that's a pretty rare breed as opposed to those that are just, you know, running for the top, just getting the elevator and going up there. And that's what we want to talk about here today. What does that look like? What does that feel like when you're around those people? Those people basically will do anything.
Anything and everything.
Yes, to get there, to get that title, to get, you know, keep climbing to the top. That when you think about that, if you're willing to do anything and everything, that creates kind of a vicious profile about that individual.
It does. And really, it says a lot about their self-perception. It says a lot about their confidence. It says a lot about their character, their personal values, their personal beliefs, and what they're willing to sacrifice to get to that next level. And when I mean sacrifice, you're going to be sacrificing maybe part of your character. You're going to be sacrificing those meaningful relationships that are so critical in business. You're going to be sacrificing that time spent that you could be truly bettering yourself, developing yourself. So I guess it's, you got to weigh the things. Is that sacrifice worth the effort?
Also, we take a look at that intelligence.
Just a step over everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where it's going, the wheel of intelligent leadership.
Sure.
You're really looking at, you're sacrificing the people.
Yes, you're sacrificing the people. Yes.
That's right. That's what it really is about, what I'm willing to do. Sacrificing the relationship. Well, that's one thing. I'm going to blow up the relationship, but it doesn't end there. Where it really carries on to is how have you caused real damage in another human being for your own sake.
Yes.
That's what you're doing. You're damaging people as you climb the ladder, and you don't really care, and you don't really have any interest in doing anything else, because that's okay, because it's all about you. What does the person look like, the one that's willing to take the time to actually climb the stairs? And I remember playing football, right? Running the bleachers.
Yeah.
Not a fun thing. Running the bleachers was not a fun thing.
No, it's not a fun thing. And it wasn't meant to be a fun thing either. It was meant to build some character.
Yeah, some character and some real muscles of just driving. Just being push. But you can't get to the push without that legitimate exercise of climbing those bleachers. That's it, running the bleachers. That's what that's all about. So here's those people. They want to be able to say, I got to the top of the stairs, but they didn't want to climb any bleachers.
Yep.
They want to make the claim that they ought to be there on the football field playing the game.
And here's the interesting thing. If you don't climb those bleachers, you don't develop that muscle and that character and that personal development, and you get put into the game. And now you're in the game. However you finagled your way into the game, doesn't matter. You know, you rode the elevator to the top, but you're in the game now. Guess what's going to happen when you face those people who really have the chops and the muscles and the character and the skills and the talents that you thought it was okay to bypass? What do you think's going to happen?
You probably will be knocked on your butt. And at the same time, those people that are really good at manipulating power, they will always find a way. It's not their fault.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Well, the coach put me in.
Yeah. You're supposed to take the hand off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always someone else's fault.
Yeah. Where were you when that ball was thrown? What were you doing?
Yeah. Well, the cheerleaders distracted me.
Yeah.
I was distracted on the sidelines.
Yeah. So it's always somebody else's. See, and that's kind of, you know, that kind of that high school level where it's kind of playful and it's kind of fun and kind of stupid. However, when you get into life, there's real consequences for those kinds of things. And so what we're saying here is, and see the irony of this thing, the people that we're talking to, the ones that we're really aiming these jabs at, these are the very people who would never listen to this podcast. And if they did listen to it, they kind of smirk and say, well, that's what they think, or just that doesn't apply to me. What we're really doing is we want to appeal to those people who are doing it the hard way, the fair way, the step-by-step way. Keep doing it. Keep going. Keep developing.
Going.
Keep growing. Keep developing those inner chops of who you are, those inner chops of who you can be as a leader, so that you can really get on the field and deliver. That's what we're really appealing to. Don't give up, because you can be seduced by those people that seem to be able to just kind of title monger their way up to the top. But those people, you don't want to be like them. You want to be the authentic ones.
Yeah.
So they do that kind of stuff. They'll have their day, but you want to be there for the long run. You know, you're the long run man and woman who's paying the price to get there legitimately to help the people out.
Here's an interesting thing. You know, we talk a lot about music and sports and stuff like that. There are so many different styles of players out there. Even take guitar players. There's so many different styles of players. You know, or piano players or musicians in general. So many different styles of players. But there's one thing that is going to be in common. When these people that we admire, that we really start thinking of them as great players, great musicians, great athletes, they all might have their own separate style, and that's because they've spent years and years developing that individual style. But one thing is for certain, one common denominator amongst all of them is they took the time to get there. There were no shortcuts. There's no shortcuts. If you think that you're, and once you get there and you start developing your own style, that's great, but there's no shortcuts to getting there. There's no shortcuts to learning the basics is what, I guess what I'm getting to, Michael.
Yeah.
The basics of who you are, the basics of music, the basics of sports, the basics of just learning to run the bases, you know, all these different things. So I think that's important to know. Are you going to be that person that just, hey, coach, put me in? You know, I've been waiting all this year. Just put me in. I'm ready to go. Or are you going to be the one that's, you know, been working their butts off to get there? Because the rewards are different. The reward is different.
You know, as you go along that path, here's the deal. I agree with you absolutely. And as you go along the path, what you're going to be doing is not only will you be doing things and learning new things and growing and developing your character, your skills, your talents as a leader. The other thing is that this, you will be able to have a track record where you could point and say, this is where I learned that lesson. This is what I got out of that lesson. This is a difficult thing for me that I went through. And it really was, you know, broke my butt or my back or my heart, but I pushed through it. I can tell you where I got these scars from. I can tell you when I got the scars from.
Yes.
I can tell you what was going on. Those are the people that are the authentic people. They can tell you where it all happened, where they learned, you know, face in the mud, you know, all the hard stuff that they went through. That's the authenticity of it. And they don't say it in a way to brag. That's another thing I want to make clear here. They don't say it to brag. They say it to share. To share the fact that I know what that pain is like. I know what that difficulty is like. I know what that challenge is like because I've been there. This is kind of what I went through. And after they tell you the anecdote, some sort of hopefully authenticity about what they're saying there, they'll say this. How can I help you?
Yes, they will. How can I help you?
That's right. That's how you know. And then they will show up and they will help you. They won't do it for you. They will help you. What's the next step? Go do this now or go figure that out. Come back and talk to me about it. I've got a buddy who's just an amazing fellow. He's one of those special operations guy, you know, and he's in his 70s. And he still used to go out for those kind of special missions, even when he was like retired. But he's at a point now where he can see people and talk to people. And he is very, very good at saying, I think you should get on this board of directors. I think you should volunteer for this particular thing. I think this is the training that you got to go do next. And because of who he is and what he's accomplished in his life, I mean, his references, his suggestions are like pure gold. People listen to him. People want to talk to him. And you know the funny thing about it is, Rich, it's never about him.
No. Yeah.
He's that servant lead guy. It sees people, sees where they are, sees what they got to do next, makes the suggestion, points the direction to them. And then he does a very interesting thing. He watches and sees, do they do it? Do they do it?
Did they do the work? Yeah.
That's a very interesting guy, I think.
I think it's a very rare kind of guy nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
That's a rare quality. And I think it's a quality that, you know, we're missing. You know, we talk about this. This is an interesting thought just came to mind, Michael. If you think back at, you know, the 1800s and different things, the ability to make a will, being a wheelwright,
yeah,
or being a barrelwright, or any of those things that took a significant amount of skill and time to learn to get that title of a wright, wheelwright, even a blacksmith, how long it really take to become a great blacksmith. And a lot of those blacksmiths were wheelwrights or barrelwrights or anywhere thing because they made the steel that went around them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that is just lost art now. It's lost art. It's a lost art. And I think same going back to this gentleman you're talking about, that's becoming a lost art. You know, even Ronald Reagan was so big on writing letters, was very big on penmanship and writing handwritten letters in cursive. That, and it blows me away that cursive is now not even taught in schools anymore. It's not even taught in schools. My kids, my 20-year-old son struggles reading cursive because they never taught it.
And you wonder why. This is a different podcast.
Yeah, I actually wrote him a letter. Yeah, that's a different one. I wrote him a letter. And he couldn't read it, but you know, that's a different podcast altogether. But at the same thing, this taking the steps, the long way, the blood, sweat, tears, anxiety—I don't care what goes along with that. Those are all meant to teach us something.
Yes, they are.
And they're meant to teach us something.
They're meant to teach us how to get beyond our fears. How to get beyond our doubts, how to get past our limiting thinking, our limiting thoughts, our limiting beliefs. That's what it's meant to really do. Because if you leaders can't do that for yourself, how in the world do you expect anybody else to be able to do it if you can't help them? If you can't help yourself, you can't. So what you've really done is you've created a situation of mediocrity with your team because you've never paid the price to be able to help not only yourself, but to them, to help them. That's what that thing about becoming a leader is really quite extraordinary, Rich. That's what it really is. It's those people that are willing to pay the price, not just take the elevator, but pay the price so they can legitimately, authentically, really help those people on their teams. If you've never been there, never done that, never had to struggle through it, never fell down, flat on your back, flat on your face, never, you know, were really hurt bad. If you never had to go through it, how in the world can you teach anybody else to be resilient or to recover or to bounce back better? How do you do that?
You can't.
You can't.
Unless you're faking it.
Well, you know what you could do?
And eventually that comes through anyway. You're not going to fake it forever.
You can always, you know, recite things out of a book. You know, that will only go so far. Then they start asking the hard questions. What did you do about this? What do you do about that? What happens when that comes up? They start asking the really nitty gritty questions of the experience of working that stuff through. And you at that point are just a blank page and you've got nowhere to go but to say, well, you have to figure that out yourself.
Or give me just a minute. I'm going to Google it. Let me Google it.
There we go. AI has got the perfect answer because AI has been a human being and knows what it's like to be a human being. Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, give me just a minute. I'm going to learn you something new, boy.
You think you feel stupid now?
Yes.
I got your lesson right here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Got this scar from dropping my phone on my toe once.
Still hurts.
Yeah, it does. Every time I look at it.
Okay.
Well, Michael, I think we've pretty much exhausted this one.
I think so.
I don't know that we've exhausted it, because this is one that we can go on and on and on about.
It really is. It's one of those things that it's so easy to get into this notion of, I already know it. I already got it. And yet, when you go deeper and start asking some deeper questions, it becomes evident that they don't. And that's that courage. Again, that's courage to be able to say, I want to find out. I want to know. I want to do better. I want to do different. I want to get there. And it begins with that confidence that is, I can do it. And I'm going to exercise the courage to find out rather than playing it safe and just pretend.
That's right. You can buffalo your way only so far. And eventually, if you're the guy riding the elevator at the top, those people coming up the stairs are going to get tired of you pretty quick.
They will.
They're going to see right through you.
They're going to sniff you out. All right, Rich, if they want to get a hold of us, what do they do?
MichaelBailey.com, M-A-I-K-E-L, Bailey.com, or RichBaronExecutiveCoaching.com. There's no shortage of getting hold of us on our websites. And here's the other thing. We'd like to invite you to come and join our LinkedIn networks. Connect with us on LinkedIn. Join our networks. We would love to be able to, have you as in our group. And we've even got Unlimiting Leadership. We have our own LinkedIn group out there. So,
yeah, do it.
See you.
Do something different.
Yeah.
Do something different, even if it's the wrong thing. Do something different.
Take the stairs, for heck's sake.
That's right.
Just once.
You want to be a leader of the herd out there? Excuse me, leader of the herd?
The cowbell?
Well, I'll tell you what.
The bell cow. That's not the cowbell. The bell cow or the bell sheep. That's what they're called, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking about, real herds, real. If you're going to do that, you want to be out there and be leading the herd. Well, you got to be stepping in a few pies along the way. Can we just say that? Right. That's going to happen. So
yeah, there's going to be a few.
He'll be moved around a little bit. They'll be moving you. So it's all part of the game. All right.
That's right.
Very good. So till next time.
Take care of each other and be safe. And we appreciate all you do. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Leaders, keep leading well. Till then.
With all of the issues facing leaders and organizations today, you need executive coaching more than ever. Go to our websites, RichBaronExecutiveCoaching.com or MichaelBailey.com. You can also find us both on LinkedIn. Reach out to us and let's sit down and find out just how bright your future can be with executive coaching. We'd also like to thank all of our supporters in over 60 countries and 600 cities worldwide who have helped to make us one of the top executive coaching podcasts in the world. From Rich Baron and Michael Bailey, this is Mainline Executive Coaching ACT. Thank you and take care.